I went to TEDx Caltech in January. One of my favorite talks was one of the ones near the end where they were showing the innovations that technology can have in medicine.
I was going through personal hardship and a friend suggested that I actually attend TEDx USC, which is another TEDx event. And that's what kind of reignited my spark to refine myself, to redevelop who I was.
And they were showing how neuroreceptors in the brain can power an arm, or how they can have neuroreceptors in the brain and then they can put them on neuroreceptors, you know, on different ligaments or body parts, and how that can like allow for people who have been impaired to be able to use their legs again.
Pasadena City College has never had a TED event until now.
And while I was at the event, I said to my friend, literally, someday I'm going to be on that stage. And that was about 2 years ago. And so I saw the applications and decided to fill them out and didn't think I was ever in my wildest dreams going to be accepted. And in December, was accepted to have a license to hold the event. And it's been an incredible journey since then.
You've probably heard of TED and seen the logo, TED, which is the acronym for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. They're a nonprofit that has been in existence since the 1980s, and they're dedicated not only to great ideas, but to, as their slogan says, ideas worth spreading. And you've just heard Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, who are co-organizers of Pasadena City College's first ever TEDx, or TED Talks, event, set for November of this year at PCC.
There is a key difference between what we're doing. I don't want to say that we're doing a TED conference.
Eric clarified what it is that they're actually organizing that should be happening here on campus. As of right now, the date for that is November 23rd, 2013.
Technically, we're a TEDx event. And what a TEDx event is, a independently organized TED event that is fully licensed by TED. So we operate under the license from TED, but they always make the distinction that we're separate events. So we're not bringing a TED conference to PCC, we're bringing TEDx PCC to PCC.
At the time we talked, Renee and Eric were just in the early stages of the planning process.
Eric and I have been talking about the different things that we can do, some of the crazy ideas, and you know, we want to get all sorts of schools involved. You know, the transfer rate at PCC is something around 16%, and we're number two in the nation, you know, and we're like, we're thinking, how can we get those students inspired and want to go on to a four-year university and give them that energy and motivation? So getting schools, four-year universities to have displays here, or we're working on creating like internships, you know, and like, you know, we're students, we're like, well, create internships, why not? And so we've been coming up with different ideas and also, you know, different ways of marketing and working with different companies.
Tell me more about creating internships.
Okay, so we're working with the business department, and basically with TEDx PCC, we're organizing a world-class event, and we're working with top speakers and budgets, and we're making sure that it's top-notch. And so within that, you know, you need people who can do the work. And TED is a nonprofit, so through that, what we've decided to do is to offer that chance and opportunity to students. So there's us too, but then one of our friends, you know, we offered him a PR internship. And so with the business department, we'll get that accredited and make sure that people are acknowledged for working and creating a world-class event. And it's like, if you can create an event as good as TEDx, you know, you can do so like almost anything in life. And so that's what we're looking on doing and reaching out to all the different departments, because within the event you have to, you know, work with media, you have to work with graphics, you have to work with stage productions, you have to work with finance, you have to work with volunteers. So every single niche is needed in the project. So
what's the timeline for that as you reach out to the different departments? When will you need people, for example, from the business department to intern with you?
Well, the event is in November, so we'll need lots of volunteers in November to do the actual event. And then prior to that, we've been reaching out to different people. We're slowly building our team month by month.
Eric, how about some of the speakers that you're looking at right now? Can you tell me who they might be?
Oh, unfortunately, we can't really release, because right now we're only doing speaker outreach. And so we have no confirmed speakers, but we are speaking to people who are literally leaders in science, business, medicine, activism, and artists. And so it's right now, we haven't narrowed them down, haven't signed any agreements yet, but there is that promise that these are really, really impressive people, and even world-renowned people as well.
I realize you may not know that yet, but what about topics rather than speakers and areas that you would most like to cover?
Well, so our theme is expanding horizons of understanding. And the idea is literally to, the topic would be to address inspiration. Just like how TEDxUSC had inspired me to really try to be a better version of myself, that is the goal within our TEDx, is to have our speakers kind of relate how they became better versions of themselves, or how they think that we could all become a better version, and to really help our students in our community see things in a different light, that it doesn't have to be the way it is, that there is another way to do things. And so that's really what we're trying to address with each speaker, even if it's an artist or from different perspective, you know, a scientist or a gardener of some sort. That's really the topic that we're trying to address within the entire event.